Shalom, this is Billy Brim, Boker Tov, good morning. And I love hearing your voices. And I would like to speak to the gentleman from Boundary Marker Number 1. I'm so glad you're joining us, and that sounds such an important place for our country. And I would like you to send me an email and let me know where that is and where you're joining us from. And thank you for all of you for joining us. Bless the Lord. Want to make sure Brother Max joined us. Are you there, Brother Max?
Yes, good morning, Miss Billy and everybody. I am here. Praise the Lord.
Good morning, Brother Max. Bless the Lord. I would like to say that today I'm going out to Prayer Mountain. Shelley and I were talking about it last night. It may be the first time I've been out there for noon prayer since before I left for Israel, which was the last of November. So, praise the Lord, I'm going to see you all at noon out at Prayer Mountain, you local folks. And then, of course, you can get that on billybrim.org, live noon prayer. You can get it on Facebook, I believe. I don't know how you do for the calling and all that, but you know, we've done this before. Now, it will be a little time before we go to the prayer call because I'm going to take a little time to speak out there this morning. So it will probably be 12:30, 12:45 till we actually begin our noon prayer. Bless the Lord. I can't tell you an exact time. I want to begin today by clearing up something. I probably spoke too soon when the scripture in Job was given, Job 2:6, and the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, he is in your hand. Only spare his life." Well, we've discussed this, Max, Quinn, and me, and Brenda, and it definitely is what the Lord gave us. So I've spent some time, and I believe that I have an answer to why he gave us that. Freedom was his predominant theme before he mentioned that. He said, "Be free in your spirit. With my prophet, you can experience your freedom today, church, this freedom in me when you pray in faith and believe." And then he gave us scriptures that had to do with freedom. Now, he gets this statement, which I believe is tied to the Job scripture. "I will provide for you, Israel, church, your freedom in me." It's time to know that you are free in my law. And then, of course, he gave us the scripture, "For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death." Now, the next statement is, "If in your walk with me, I shall break all the chains in your life." And he, of course, it says that Jesus Christ was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. What are we free from? We're free from the devil. We're free from the kingdom of darkness. So then he gives a scripture which primarily had to do with Jerusalem. But I think he gave it in context to us. Shake yourself, loose yourself from the chains around your neck. So that means he broke the power of the enemy. But we have to loose ourselves. We have to be free, say we're free. My friend Norval Hayes, really very close friends for many, many years. Many of you knew Brother Norval. He had an experience where the Lord appeared to him, and he said to him, the two most important words you can say after you're born again, and you should say them often, are, "I'm free. I'm free." Now, the Lord gave us he has said, "Shake yourself, loose yourself from the chains." And then he said, "You have that power." This is a statement. "You have that power in prayer, and I made you alive together with me." Then he gave us Job 2:6. "And the Lord said to Satan, behold, he is in your hand. Only spare his life." Now, no one knows exactly when Job lived. I checked several things. sources, no one really knows. There's lots of opinions on when he lived. I have heard it said that it was the oldest book in the Bible. Now, even how that is known, I don't know. But for one thing, it was a long, long time ago. Some say before Moses, some say after Moses. I don't know for sure, but I do know it was after Adam. Now, God said to Job, he made a statement to Job, excuse me, he said to Satan, and the Lord said to Satan, behold, he is in your hand. In your hand means your power, your authority. It wasn't God that gave Satan the power, the authority over Job's life. That had been done by Adam. Adam is the one who sold out to Satan. God said to Adam, you shall have dominion over the earth, over the world system. But no, he sold out to the devil. So God is simply saying, here you come to me concerning him, and you know the system. You know what's the deal. You know that everything down there has been placed in your hand, under your hand, by Adam. But I do draw the line. You can't kill him. Only spare his life. Now, he limited him. It could be, and this crossed my mind, going back up to the code name, that we have the authority to keep him alive. There are death threats that come to him. We know about them. Max and I have a way that we know about them directly. But everybody knows that. There are men, crazies, and then there are men of power and plotting who would like to kill him. So I believe the Lord is saying to us, you have that power in prayer to draw the line concerning him. For sure, God is saying, you have this authority now. At that time, the only one who could say such things was God. But now, hallelujah, and then he goes on down and gives us Matthew 16:19. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. All right. So Adam gave Satan the authority, but Jesus came and handed those keys to you and me. Whatever happens in America, Timothy Hagin was told, by God, the church allowed it. Why? Because the church has the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever we bind on earth, heaven backs us up. And whatever we loose on earth, heaven backs us up. Now, folks, we have an election coming up. And it is not in the hands of the powers that be to keep this election out of the hands of Satan. Satan wants it. He wants America. But it is in the hands and mouths of you and me. If I could, I would come to your house, get down on my knees, and beg you to sit in your seat of authority, and if you don't know how to do it, contact us and we will send you free my little mini book. One copy. My little mini book. The Authority of the Believer and How to Use It. Any extra copies, of course, we'll have to charge you for. But it's so important. It is of utmost importance. And here's how we're going to do it. And we're going to do it right now. First off, you are going to use the prayer in Ephesians. And Ephesians, oh my goodness, you need that Macmillan book, The Authority of the Believer. You need Kenneth Hagin's book, The Believer's Authority. We have them all on our website. we send out the authority package. Bless the Lord. This is our weaponry. This is the power that we have, you and me. But we have to do it. We can't be like an ostrich with our head in the sand. We can't be like someone who just simply, James 1:22, just a hearer of the word. Oh, it's nice. Uh-huh. God's authority. Sure do believe that. But if you don't do it and you don't take it, then it's of no use. It's like having a gun up in your gun case, but you never take it out. Robbers, a murderer could come to your house. You wouldn't take it out. You just say, well, it's there. I got it. No. Bless the Lord, you have this. And so it is in, if you've got your Bible there handy, you might want to turn to Ephesians chapter 1, and it's going to be verse 17. It's where we begin our prayer. God of our Lord, Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give unto me the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, having the eyes of my heart enlightened that I might know what is the hope of his calling, the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, which is according to the working of his mighty power, which you wrought in Christ when you raised him from the dead and set him at your own right hand in the heavenlies, far above all principality, power, might, dominion, every name that's named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet, and you gave him head over all to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And we who were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins, but you who are rich in mercy, and for your great love wherewith you called us, even when we were dead in sins, you quickened us together with Christ. By grace we're saved. You raised us up together. You made us sit together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. And so there we are, Father, in the head, in the body, connected to the head. I'm seated at the Father's right hand. You're seated at the Father's right hand. God placed you there, and he did it for no other reason than to share throne rights. And so from the throne, our heavenly seat in heaven, and our earthly seat in our earth suits, we do hereby say to you, Satan, we come out as a body. We come out representative of every state in the United States of America. We have our friends and brothers and sisters from other countries joining us, Canada, Australia. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you have set us in this place. All of us are citizens of heaven, but you have given us here an assignment here in our countries. We are your ambassadors. And as ambassadors from the United States or to the United States of America from heaven, we do take our authority. This power is in our hands. And in the name above every name, in the name of Yahweh Yeshua, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the name we do say unto you, we draw the line. You cannot take his life. Every one of your thoughts, plans, we call to nothingness. We call to naught. You shall not take the lives. There shall be no Arumba murderous spirit among those running for the offices of our land. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we hold the keys. He gave them to us of the kingdom of heaven, and you are not getting this election. We bind you. We come out as a man against you, and we bind you from having anything to do with our elections. In the name, above every name, you are bound. Heaven backs us up. And I particularly have authority in Missouri and Oklahoma And in my precinct, you won't be a Rasta Makaya under the Cobrevre. I bind you in the name above every name. And you remain bound. I'm free. I'm free, and I'm seated far above in him. And you have to obey me, for it is written, those who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in life through one Jesus Christ, Romans 5:17. You are hereby reigned over in these United States of America. We are the representatives from heaven, and we have spoken it, and it is thus and so. Holy Father, wondrous Redeemer, magnificent Spirit of the living God, whereby we have all these blessings and placings and authorities, Oshtanamanga, give us now utterance for these things and whatever else the Lord once spoken today. Shomanangilehi Tabra. Milotora manala kaya na kahala kaka na ne koro ko prakte. Ejene ma ne ne kohola kabrika na kahala kaya no 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 ne ne kohola kabrika da diara konjon de le godoshke. Ishanto lo kore kapa. Penyo no 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 mi kala kaya na kohola kabashte. Ishanto kohola kebra la kapa. Ishe no kohora kapale konya na kohora patinyo no kohola kapanka. Ide kohora manaki le to koho shenge ne kohora kapale ya toro kompapa. Ishan toro koto nye ne kohola kompra katahala kampapa. Ishe ne manyo no kohola kebra halakaya na kohola kapapa. Ita da gahala kampra kahala kampra katakata hashafya ne kohora kapapa. Meno nombre vritu shwa kalo kohole ke brande ne kohole ka papa. Borjete makita mashato to koho shakya ne kohole ka fa. Ile brandwerio no na kohole ka pretie. Isha na karka tanya ne kohole ke braka pa. Anya ne kohole ke braka takaha. Pako monye manye tifka manye tika parasatye. Mashion de hete ke pahala kaya na kahala kapra. Isha tata kohole kahala kaya na kahala kamba paka ache. Isha to papalatinyo no kohole kaprande ne kahala kafa. Nishinananye Nikahalaka Prekti Nikadaha Shakti Kashatata Kohula Kabrakahaya Emenanyon Nikalakaya Nakala Baledehanyan Kohruko Predra Alidonyete Kalakahalakaya Nalakum Prakti Bishwa, Bishwa, Bishwa. The thought of the name, Patuta. Kamino kola kebre pere tanche de goche tereko haraka paya ne koraka prakatako onche di ko oloka pra. Menyona, menyona, menyona halakaya ne kahalaka brange ne kalaka pa bradenyu ne koraka panye. Ishi di koraka paraka dali konye ne koraka pala kalaka halaila. Ijana no nonye ne kohora, baletanya ne kora kapabri, atora comprede, di kapaba, di tonyo, me di ko, ijato to koho shete, ato, 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 ato. Le dalakai, ako la tif, katan shede godoshke di bra. Iso no nyo frete, peletinyo moro kotishka. Kebili hinyano no nombre kapakadinyo no kohora. Malete, tie. Iso do goho shende le ko pra fratanya le ko le ka pi. Ijando lo goho le ka ba, yando lo goho le ka pi. No no goho le ka pra kya na ka ta ka la ka ya na ka ha. Ijo do goho shende le goho le ka pra. Makotete finya mango. Ila bai nonye. So para niño delegoja. Grivano no holeke ba alagonjerno ridania arviato carianne ne calacaia to brecatabagne ne coloco caia ne cala laila e le bahia na 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 Mas quando você prefere cai, e já não lhe cobra capra hala que franda lhe cahala caia na cora manaki. E de coria tele conchete da capra de brada escandia na cole dele cobra que ne cobre capra, e já não unione ne cale doria mania ne cora cobre bre dele ca. Ile duro koni mananye ne kohola kabinye ne kora manda kalakaya na kalakahaya na nananye na naya. Ija da gohora katahara katicho, da kahala kafrakya na kora manakai. Ibele tuha. Misso to lo goho shetye de goho lo kafrakya da kutoi shakyana. Dola tevra petma shantoro matata ko okya da goho le kapra. Kashko tore manne kalakaya na goho lo kapra. Ili gondiana na kara. Malekoti efre peshka. Parodonye ne goho kapai. Paro shende ne kohora kapaya na kohora ko papa o palakito. Manikoro maniko malita malita malita. Mashkunde ne. Ishti ano kohora manaika. Ishti kabra da kahale kahala nene ne kohora kobre metalia brande le kobre tasa manoki le kebre te. Ishan no nene koho prafato shenye ne kohora petanya ne kohora dinyana. Ali vrete ishato lo kobre tenye ne kohora kaprakye ne kodabla batashke. Pashko hushyanya na kopreka tamra patashke. Ele dehe di andare go hoshete, ma conte de go accia. Cavricata ca, calenye na kilato. Ese te cohora. E che de cangaca. O le vele tanye ne cole che va pala tanye ne cacalala. E le vre tu hoshaniere ne cole. Malatota, krobi danya na kaprika na godanya ne gohulata. Meshkatora, meshkatora, meshkatora. Kabi danya na kahalala, ta 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 ta, achi de komplete de kahalakai. Gebru tue ishanto. Kabi da kobre medanya. Makoleta, 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 makoleta. Ebele toa, matoko oleta, acha, keneko oleke fratia, makoroka doi shakyata. Kubri vradua jenye nekora, ali vanya nekele titata. No, bele tata, bele tata, bele tata. Oh, samilako. Predavro niene ni kaila palo coprebre niniana non copre kata e asciando lo copre kata fran niene kore kata niene kaila katanya. Si prata asciando lo kotiano na kore kaprak tiere kotosh ketam. Oh hashanya ne kai. Oh hashanya ne kai. E di core di fratania ne cohola capratie. Casciottora pacania ne cahala caitia. Scendi ne cataha sciacchiato, cavilla tota, cavilla toto, cavilla toto. Moratifa pa anene cohola campappi. Asciontoro cohole che pratia, frando sciacchiato, tocco sciacchia. Shato le brabaniato toto kohole kaprake. Ishene kora katanya na kohole kaprake to kohoshe. Idua mantoro kotoche. Gambile devre pakoro mananye ne kora kopai ananananye ne kahai ananananye ne kolo kopre beledinya nanonomalakaya na kora kadale kapa. Hostiato. Cafcredenie lo brava toto. Oh, lo coroco cambi. Oh, la manica laila. Oh, la vale bangiero non è casca da bracaia ne colle che me le pegne ni coloco brava digna non viene coroco dianna. Che bretiti, Maletanya. Bako kete koho shanke. Agilatanya neka halaila. Pa latanyate kalakampito magorati. Thank you, Lord, for setting us free. Thank you, Lord, for the ability to pray and say and speak what you want prayed and said and spoken. We trust you for it, Lord. So grateful, so thankful. I'm thankful now that you are so gracious that you let us have the interpretation of our prayers and that you speak to us as well as what we prayed. I know, Lord, that you give us statements here, but it's not nearly all we prayed. For our prayers dove deep into the needs of mankind and of the United States and of the world and of other nations and entered your hearts by the blood and power of the Holy Spirit. And we're so thankful for this Moed with you today and thankful that there's another one we look forward to in just a few hours. Brother Max, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you, Lord. All right.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. The Lord started with Proverbs 4:20 and 21. Proverbs chapter 4. Verses 20 and 21. Galatians 3.
Does it start with a G?
Yeah, start with a G. Chapter 3, verse 5. And he gave us the same book,
Galatians
3, mm-hmm. 15. And then this line is underlined. Pay full attention to this prayer today. Pay full attention to this prayer today. Pay full attention to this prayer today. Underline it. Next line. My will and my power. I'm sorry, there's no my. I'll read it again. My will and power to deliver you at this time. My will and power to deliver you at this time. Because when you pray with my friend and prophet, you honor my name. Because when you pray with my friend and prophet, you honor my name.
You
very powerful. No, you honor. Because when you pray with my friend and prophet, you honor my name.
Oh, my. Oh, Father, my Father.
Thank
Father
you,
David,
Lord.
thank you for the privilege.
Yes, Lord.
To honor your name.
Deuteronomy 13, verse 4. Deuteronomy 13, verse 4. I don't know, Miss Billy, you know, the Lord looking at us as a, not just as children, you know, as a almost fragile children. This is really powerful.
Yes.
To honor my name. I just praise the Lord. Deuteronomy 13:4, next line. I have been talking to you all for this time. You are not to live in fear anymore. Okay, I'll read it again. I have been talking to you all for this time. You are not to live in fear anymore. I have been talking to you all for this time. You are not to live in fear anymore. Next line. Luke 12, verse 3. Luke 12, 3. Psalm 34, 3, 4. Verses 15, 1, 5 through 19. Psalm 34, verses 15 through 19. Next line. I will not forget you. Yeah, that's it. I will not forget you. I will not forget you. Next line. They shall be judged. I know their hearts. They shall be judged. I know their hearts. They shall be judged. I know their hearts. Next line. The book of Hebrews 4:12. Hebrews 4:12. James 1:22. James 1:22. The days of Noah, yeah, that's Noah, are back. The days of Noah are back. The days of Noah are back. Next line. Put them to practice. This word is for you, church, to hear. Okay. Put them to practice.
The days of Noah are back, and then I'm not sure I got the next line correct.
What is it?
Yeah. Put them to practice. Put them to practice.
Okay.
This word is for you, church, to hear.
This word is for you, church,
to hear. So the days of Noah are back. Put them to practice. This word It's for you, church, to hear.
Okay.
Okay. Then the Lord gave us Psalm 18, verse 30. Psalm 18, 30. Matthew 24, verses 35, 35 through 37, 37. Matthew 24, verses 35 through 37. Next line. I am unfolding everything to have understanding of my truth. It's a long line. I'm going to start all over again, so you write it down. I'll slow down here. Okay. I am unfolding everything to have understanding of my truth. Wisdom and knowledge. It's time to stand. I am with you. That is a long line. Okay. I'll read it again. I am unfolding everything to have understanding of my truth, wisdom, knowledge. It's time to stand. I am with you. Got all of it?
I'll read it back to you. I am unfolding everything to have understanding of my truth, wisdom, knowledge. It's time to stand. I am with you.
That is correct. And then next line is James 1:21. James 1:21. He just gave us James 1:22. James 1:21. Next line. Psalm 18:35. Psalm 18:1-8. Verse 35. Oh, and 36. Okay, Psalm 18, verses 35, 35, and 36. 36. Next line. No one old in me. No one old in me. No one old in me. Next line. This one is underlined. I declares, with an S, I declares to you, and I am your Lord. I declares to you, and I am your Lord. Next line. So I declares to you, and I am your Lord, is underlined. Next line. Stand for your nations, both of you. Stand for your nations, both of you, and all of you. No time for fear. Be strong in me. Okay, I'll read it again. This is another long line here. Stand for your nations, both of you, and all of you. No time for fear. Be strong in me. Stand for your nations, both of you and all of you. No time for fear. Be strong in me. All right, moving along here. Deuteronomy 31:31, verse 6. Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. Isaiah 46:4-6, verses 4 and 5. Isaiah 46, verses 4 and 5. Proverbs 18:10. Proverbs 18:10. Next line is underlined. My children, it is my way. Yeah, that's the line. It's underlined. My children, it is my way. Next line. Don't you know that I am your justice? I will rescue you from evil. Don't you know that I am your justice? Oh, and the rest of it is underlined, actually. So I will rescue you from evil is underlined. So don't you know that I am your justice? And the underlining starts here. I will rescue you from evil.
The line before it was underlined as well. Is that right? My children, it is my way?
Correct.
Okay. And then don't you know that I am just, that I am your justice?
Yeah, that's not underlined. The rest
that's
of it is I will.
And then I will rescue you from evil is underlined. Got it.
That is correct. Next line. Do what I say today, now, and follow me. Do what I say today, now, and follow me. Do what I say today, now, and follow me. Few scriptures here. Isaiah 1:17. Isaiah 1:17. 2 Timothy 4:18. 2 Timothy 4:18. Second Samuel 22:31, 31, 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 31. Next line. Oh, this one is underlined, the one I'm going to read. You are my, company. You are my company of prayer. Underline it. You are my company of prayer. Thank you, Lord. You are my company of prayer. Next line. And my protection will follow you wherever you go. Wow.
Hallelujah.
And my protection. Yeah. And my protection will follow you wherever you go. I'm and my protection will follow you wherever you go. Revelation, next line, Revelation 7, verses 16 and 17. Revelation 7, verses 16, 1, 6, and 17. Next line. Stand your ground when done everything in your prayer to me.
Now, just a minute here.
I was going to read it again. But
okay,
yeah.
Read it all and then read it again.
Okay. Stand your ground when done, D-O-N-E, everything in your prayer to me, the change is here. So I'll read the line again. Stand your ground when done everything in your prayer to me, the change is here. That's the line, word by word. Okay. Got that one, Miss Willie?
Mm-hmm. Is the next scripture Ephesians?
No, there's another line.
Oh, there's another line, okay.
Yeah, now, yeah. Start another line here. I heard you this morning, children. Yeah.
Great.
I heard you this morning, children. I heard you this morning, children. Then he gave us Numbers 14, 7 through 9. The book of Numbers, chapter 14. Verses 7 through 9. Then he gave us Psalm 4, 8. And trust in me. Oh, trust in me is underlined this morning.
You know, Max, when you started this morning, there was a really holy presence.
Yeah.
When it came to that, pay full attention. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
my, hallelujah.
I felt it.
Yeah, I did too.
I did feel it. Yeah, praise the Lord.
Whew, hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I am going to do it too. I am going to go back over these and pay full attention. Proverbs 4, 20 and 21. My son, attend to my words. Incline. Oh, I'm going to read it in the New American Standard because it gives the word attention. It uses that. Others use attend or be attentive, but this one gives attention, so I'm going to read it. That's the New American Standard, 1995. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your sight. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Galatians 3:5. And I'm quite sure that when you say Galatians, that's probably closer to the correct pronunciation, but we here in America have a long A, so we say Galatians.
Yeah.
It is probably Galatians. Hallelujah. Galatians 3:5. Does he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you do so by works of the law or by hearing with faith? Just as Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness. And then Galatians 3:15. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed or descendants, heirs according to promise. Next line underlined. And this is where the Spirit just moved upon me so.
Yes.
Pay full attention to this prayer today. My will and power to deliver you at this time. Because when you pray with my friend and prophet, you honor my name. Deuteronomy 13:4. You shall walk with the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and you shall serve him and cleave unto him. Hallelujah. I have been talking to you all for this time. You are not to live in fear anymore. Luke 12:3. Therefore, whatever you have said in the dark shall be heard in the light, and what you have whispered in private rooms shall be proclaimed on the housetops. Psalm 34:15-19. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears toward their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Amplified on that last reads, many evils confront the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all.
Mm-hmm.
I will not forget you. They shall be judged. I know their hearts. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the intentions of the heart. James 1:22. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. You know, when those two were given, of course, they're very familiar scriptures to us, and I knew they both had to do with the word. So that will be how everything is judged according to the word. Hallelujah. And he sees into their very hearts. The days of Noah are back. Put them to practice. This word is for you to hear, for you, church, to hear. Psalm 18:30. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in him. Matthew 24, 35 through 37. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father alone. For the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah. I am unfolding everything to have understanding of my truth, wisdom, knowledge. It's time to stand. I am with you. James 1:21. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. Now, James, he's writing to people that are already born again. But your soul, your mind, will, and emotions needs to be renewed. And that happens as you go with the Word of God. When you're born again, your mind is not completely saved, so to speak, or made whole. But you take the Word of God, and then your soul will grow and into maturity and into wholeness. Psalm 18, 35, and 36. You have given me the shield of your salvation, and your right hand supported me, and your gentleness makes me great. You gave a wide place for my steps under me, and my feet did not slip. No one old in me. And again, you have to think about the Hebrew. It never uses the word is. It's just... doesn't it? You say, no one old in me. You wouldn't say no one is old in me. No one old in me. I declares to you, and I am your Lord, underlined. Stand for your nations, both of you and all of you. No time for fear. Be strong in me. Folks, don't let anyone talk you out of standing for your nation, standing for this nation. We can do it. I loved it when that came. Now I'm going to read the whole thing again. No one old in me, then underlined. I declares to you, and I am your Lord. Stand for your nations, both of you and all of you. No time for fear. Be strong in me. Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Isaiah 46, 4 and 5. Even to your old age I am he, and to gray hairs I will carry you. I have made and I will bear. I will carry and will save. To whom will you liken me and make me equal and compare me that we may be alike? Okay. Proverbs 18:10. Oh, the name of the Lord, and then the name here is Jehovah, is a strong tower. the righteous man runs into it and is safe. Hallelujah. Then underlined, my children, it is my way. Don't you know that I am your justice? And then underlined, I will rescue you from evil. Do what I say today, now, and follow me. And when that came, I had the sense that it also applies to what will come at the noon hour prayer. Isaiah 1:17. Learn to do good, seek justice, correct oppression, bring justice to the fatherless, plead the widow's cause. 2 Timothy 4:18. The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Second Samuel 22:31. This God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in him. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Seems like I just like read that. Next, you are my company of prayer, underlined, and my protection will follow you wherever you go. Revelation 7, 16 and 17. Made a little mistake there. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of their throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Stand your ground. When done everything in your prayer to me, the change is here. I heard you this morning, children. Numbers 14, 7 through 9. And they spake to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them. And the Lord is with us. Fear them not. Hallelujah. That was Caleb's admonition when the children of Israel were all afraid. They'd gone in with the spies, and he said, no, they're bread for us. So we're to have the same attitude at this time. No, we're not afraid. Psalm 4:8. In peace, I will both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me to dwell in safety. Do you know that where he says, my protection will follow you wherever you go? Since I got delivered from fear, and when he first sent me out to Soviet Russia, 1986, I've always known, I don't care what we walked through from the KGB. I don't care what we walked in Israel. We've been in there in war and intifadas, bus bombings and blown up. I have always known that wherever I go, he protects me. And it has proven true all these years. And by the way, the Lord said, I'm not old in him. Really, I'm just a baby in him. I don't know that much, just a baby. Well, I need to kind of hurry today because I'm going out to Prayer Mountain. So that's a ways from here. So I have to get around to get ready and get there. And like I said, I'm going to talk to you more when I get out there. Brother Max, you got anything?
I just want to share a few things here. I don't know if you guys heard or not, but there is a lot of changes. This is when the Lord says change. There's a lot of change happening in the Middle East. And that change that in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, I'm sure there is somebody from United Arab Emirates on this call, this prayer call. They have a storm like they never had it before. And they shut down the city. And I got a call from my cousin, the same cousin who talked to you when you were in Israel, when we went to the farm the first day.
Yeah.
And in Saudi Arabia, they have hail. And the hail was going just like waves, just like seeing mud, but it was hail. Going back to the September 14, when you came to downtown Minneapolis to pray, when we prayed in our church, when we have you there. And the Lord said, rabbit change. Remember when I thought the Lord talking about rabbit
years.
I'm not spilling.
Yes, I do.
You know, so, and he's been talking to us about the earth is shaking, and he said earthquakes, and the change is coming. So I just, with all this to say, I just want to say, you know, the Lord, go ahead.
He very definitely mentions weather and all those end time things.
Yes, he mentions weather, and today he said the time of Noah is just like, and this prayer today, it's about our, I believe it's about our borders, it's about our election, it's about our justice, and all these things happening, and we are to stand, and not we are not old, we are not to be in fear, we are to support the nations, he is specifically speaking to us to do what's
to
in
do
our
it.
Hearts. And, to do it, guiding us.
That's why he said, James 1:22, do these things.
Do these
do
things,
it.
Exactly. Do it,
we
just don't be in fear.
We have to. And he said, put them into practice.
Exactly.
He said that. Do it, do
he
it,
is
do it.
There's the fork.
Those are all very, those are verbs and those are commands.
Yes.
Do what I say today, now. And follow me. He
said that. We are to stand.
Do the word. Do it. Practice it. No time for fear. Stand. Go back and just read his statements. Oh, my goodness, folks. Do.
So powerful.
Put so powerful. Beginning with pay full attention. That means full attention.
That's
it doesn't
attention.
Mean just say, we had another prayer call this morning. Praise the Lord. La-di-da.
Miss Billy, just like you said earlier, before the when we take our authority this morning, you said we are to take our authority. We are to do what God wanted us to do, and we can do it.
We can do
Look what He gave us. Look what He gave us.
Yep, that's what He did right there. He gave us that. He said, "I heard you this morning."
Yeah.
Now here's what you can do.
Praise the Lord.
It's here. Praise it's here, all right. It's like the days of Noah. But you don't be afraid, and you do what you're supposed to do.
Fear. People are, I'm not labeling people, but, you know, we are to cast fear out. We have God, period.
Have nothing to do with it. Have nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Put our mind on things above.
Amen.
It's been amazing these last few weeks. It really has. And I believe that. You've got this authority. I'm the one back then that had to say it in the days of Job. But now you can say it. You're not doing this. You're not killing that man. You're not doing this. He talked to us about our authority.
Yes. Change is here. We don't have a snow in Minneapolis. This is the first time in 32 years I've been here with no snow on the ground in November on February 14th. I mean, Praise the Lord. God is doing something.
God is doing something. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to see you guys. I'll have to get back in the habit next of how we do it when you call in out there. But we'll figure it out. But I am going to be speaking there a little bit at the first. So if you only want to phone in, I don't know when that's going to be. Probably have to go to billybrim.org, noon prayer, or Facebook, or however. You've done it before. It's been a while now, but you've done it. So I'll see you guys at Prayer Mountain at noon. Shalom, shalom.
See you, Tom. Shalom, shalom.